新年明けましておめでとうございます。I am grateful for Moiri Rihonganji sponsoring this White Way radio program, and I'd like to thank everyone for this opportunity and their hard work for this great public program. The 2012 theme was Recite the Nembutsu, and in my White Way message, I asked, how many of us recite the Nembutsu daily? As I traveled across the state,I found that only a minority of us actually follow this principal practice of Shin Buddhism. This year, 2013, the theme is Live the Teachings. So I ask, how many of us believe we live the teachings daily? For some of us, difficult times or occurrences lead to negative actions, which may be verbal complaints or even an inaction, that isQuit doing a positive action. Others may take a more positive view and be grateful for our own situation and learn how they can surmount a similar occurrence in their lives by taking responsibility of our own life. Recently, I attended Kahoku Honganji's final service. They opened in 1902 and closed their doors at the end of 2012.Like many temples in Hawaii, Kahoku Honganji faced many challenges during the formidable years with a plantation lifestyle and especially during World War II. They opened the doors with hundreds of members and closed with only 19. We are truly grateful for the sacrifices made by its members and friends, past and present, for their contributions made.To the community and Hawaii Kyodan. On a broader perspective, Hawaii Kyodan faces similar challenges. Two generations ago, we had tens of thousands of members, and today we have approximately 5,000 statewide. The members of Kahoku Honganji had strong community support, which allowed them to remain open for many years. However, in the end,The members recognized that the current situation does not make it possible to keep the doors open any longer. From an organizational perspective, it is reasonable to expect that we will downsize or reduce our services, reorganize, and expand in the future. Much like a business that is having financial difficulty, they downsize to gain stability and restructure themselves with a new business plan.With the hopes of expanding as a new or reborn company. Over 10 years ago on Kauai, Koloa, Hanapepe, and Waimea Honganji leaders saw similar trends and decided to incorporate into one organization as West Kauai Honganji. While not closing down completely, it also represents a reduction of services. So, in 2013, we now have 34 affiliated temples in Hawaii Kyodan. The Kahoku members faced some challenges as they will now have to join other temples and drive further for any temple activities. It is a sad time to see one of our affiliated temples close its doors. However, isn't it like the natural order of life? The physical temple is not permanent, but it is only the physical temple that is closing the doors.The essence of Kahoku Honganji continues to live in the hearts of its members, the community, and Hawaii Kyodan. With a compassionate heart, the members of Kahoku Honganji wanted to ensure their legacy by contributing $25,000 to the Pacific Buddhist Academy Capital Campaign and setting up scholarships for students attending PBA and an accredited university or college in Hawaii.So while the closing of temple doors is a change that may be sad, the members took it as an opportunity to open the possibilities of life for students into the future. We are truly grateful for their compassionate hearts and acts of leadership. As I mentioned before, a business will downsize to gain stability and then restructure itself with a new business plan. We are obviously in a downsizing phase. And who knows if others will follow. The next step is to come up with a new business plan. That is where we are as Hawaii Kyodan. The strategic plan, which was adopted in 2010, is a roadmap for our committees to develop recommendations that will allow our members, temples, and Hawaii Kyodan to live interdependently in a constantly changing world. However, the development of this plan is more difficult for a volunteer-based organization than a business. Often, a struggling business would bring in a tough CEO who would downsize the company with little compassion to its loyal employees. After gaining stability, the remaining employees must follow their leader's direction precisely, that is, if they want to continue being part of the company. Then, the company changes the CEO to one with a more compassionate and charismatic leadership style. In order to remain competitive and stay alive, businesses know that they have to constantly change. While our situation is somewhat analogous to a business, how we reorganize and implement our new strategic plan is different. We do not have the same tools and incentives to ensure timely development and implementation of a new business plan or strategic plan. We all understand that an organization cannot function without volunteers. The younger members often say they are too busy or have other commitments that they cannot consistently contribute their services to the temples, especially in a leadership or committee role. This is probably due to the fact that a temple is not a priority in their lives, perhaps because it does not meet their family needs. Therefore, they do not share the same dedication as our seniors did. Temples are finding it difficult in finding members willing to be on the board of directors or officers. It is difficult to get people into leadership positions at a temple level, and even more so at a statewide level. It is a catch-22 situation. The long-range goal of the strategic plan is to make the temple a priority in our members' lives. But not enough members are willing to take leadership roles because the temple is not a priority in their lives. In the business model, you would hire an expensive consultant to come up with recommendations. After leaders accept the plan, the employees are paid to implement it. In our situation, we do not have the resources to hire a high-powered consultant, nor do we have the paid resources to implement a plan. All we have is our volunteers and a few employees. Besides, I believe that an outside consultant cannot develop a satisfactory plan by themselves. We, the members, must be the ones to develop the plan, and even that does not guarantee its success. Our ministers, leaders, members, and supporters have to believe in this process for it to have any chance of succeeding. Just as you have faith in our teachings, you must have faith in our organization and process for us to proceed. Faith can be defined as a confident belief in a truth or value of a person, idea, or thing. The belief does not rest on proof or material evidence. This faith does not mean that you understand every aspect of the organization or process. We understand that it is today's materialistic world, it is difficult to expect this kind of faith. Therefore, all we can do is ask you to be cautiously optimistic in our strategic plan and get involved in all levels of the organization, especially in leadership ones. Without your help, we will be unable to grow for our future generations. We are facing challenging times personally, nationally, and globally. Let us diligently listen to the Dharma and help each other with a devotion and loyalty to the temple, with a determination to propagate the Jodo Shinshu teachings. The challenges that we are facing should allow us to appreciate the reality and truth of our daily lives. By receiving the wisdom and compassion of our teachings, we can surmount the challenges we now face. Let us all try to live the teachings. Let us say the Nembutsu and live each day with gratitude and compassion. And once again, Happy New Year. Namo Amida Butsu.